Where does the word Lent come from? Where does the word Lent come from? What does it mean? It comes from the Old English word lengthen, which we get the word lengthen, referring to the lengthening of days in the springtime of year when the church has observed this penitential season. In German, the word for this season is Fastenzeit, meaning season of fasting. In Italian, it's Quaresima, coming from the Latin quadrigesima, referring to a 40-day period. None of these names really give us a clear sense of what the church intends this season to be. Originally, this period of time in the church's year, the liturgical year, was a period when baptism, the sacrament of baptism, was administered. The period, therefore, in which people became Christians. It was thought that this would be accomplished, you know, that people would come into the church, become Christian, not in a short moment of time, but only over the course of a journey of transformation and conversion that a person made step by step. Later on, as the whole church began to observe this kind of journey of transformation and conversion, it reflected the sense that this process of conversion is never just a one-and-done deal, but rather that it is a lifelong journey on which we must set out over and over and over again. The purpose of Lent, therefore, is to keep alive for us the fact that being a Christian really means constantly striving to become a Christian ever anew. Being a Christian means to constantly strive to become a Christian ever anew. It's not a one and done, but a process of constant practice, cooperating with God's grace. For this season of Lent, I'd like us to consider that idea, that theme of becoming a Christian anew. But drawing from our Sunday readings, is to answer that question each Sunday: how am I being called to become a Christian anew? To renew the promise of my baptism, so to speak. How am I being called to ever greater conversion and transformation? Now, on the first Sunday of Lent, while each year, you know, coming from a different gospel writer, we hear from Luke this year, we always hear an account of Jesus being led into the desert for 40 days and being tempted by the devil. We always hear that account, even though in different gospel writers, on the first Sunday of Lent. It's this event that kind of essentially kicks off Jesus' whole ministry as the Messiah. A period of 40 is really significant in the scriptures. The rains of the flood, the great flood with Noah and the ark, lasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Israel journeyed in the desert for 40 years. Elijah walked for 40 days to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. Jesus fasted for 40 days. We have 40 coming up all the time in the Bible. What's the point of this series of 40? Or 40s? The number 40 in the scriptures really is associated with a period of penance and a purification. It often conveys this desert-like experience in which it may seem that God is distant or has abandoned us. but it is actually quite close and intimate. In the later period of Israel's history, in the Old Testament, people look back to the 40 years of wandering in the desert as sort of a time of first love between God and Israel. A time in which God revealed himself in profound and dramatic ways. All kinds of dramatic experiences and encounters with God that the people of Israel had during that time. God stood face to face with his people, spoke to them, gave them instructions for their journey. In hindsight, it was kind of like a honeymoon period after they were delivered from Egypt. Of course, though, when we read the Old Testament more closely, it doesn't all exactly look or feel like a honeymoon period. Wandering out in the desert was also a time of great danger and temptation, a time when Israel complained against God, was dissatisfied with him, and wanted to return to paganism. It was a time in which they traveled in circles and fashioned other gods for themselves, because God seemed to, at the same time, keep his distance from them. Now, isn't this somewhat parallel, perhaps, to Jesus' own experience in the desert described in our gospel? After his baptism, he accepts his role as Messiah and this suffering servant, and he goes into the desert, and at the same time being in intimate presence with his Father, preparing to give himself fully for his people. Let me ask you, does this pattern, this seemingly conflicting interpretations of the same event, sound at all familiar? If we're reflective enough about our own lives, the scriptural theme should describe our own life situations as well. How has your life been in the desert in the past? How might it be in the desert now? Might you be able to say that those times of greatest trial and temptation, of greatest danger, those desert periods in which God seemed distant, may have actually been the times in which God was closest, in which God worked most dramatically, and in which perhaps you grew the most as his son or daughter? This kind of encounter with God happens most often when we are left with only the desert around us and the sky above us. When we have no other worldly refuge. When there is nothing around us of which to make a false god. But we only know emptiness and the unknown. Reflecting on this more globally, our own times seem to be one in which the church has been launched into a 40-day period in the desert, in which she no longer has the securities of a Christian culture on her side. There is only the desert around, forcing the church onward, and God can seem a bit distant. And there are plenty of worldly temptations for the whole church. And for each of us, as her individual members, we are all being urged ever more loudly and insistently to exchange a seemingly distant redemption that only comes from Christ for an apparently more real redemption of worldly bread and political solutions. Rather, this time in the desert can be a time of grace in which a new love grows out of the suffering in that faraway place. These 40 days of Lent are a great time for us to become a Christian anew by embracing our deserts and seeing the ways God's grace is at work in them, the honeymoon period within them, if you will. I think this season of 40 days is one in which we ought to take fresh courage and accept our situations in patience and in faith, and follow fearlessly after our hidden God. Thank you.